Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful example of Paul's life, Father God, and meeting you and then walking in the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the love of God, by the power and the leading and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord, as we just look at his life again and be encouraged, because this life portrays the true gospel and the true Jesus. So it brings about the way, the truth, and the life that we all need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's Galatians chapter 2. Now we've seen Paul has been knocked off the horse, and then we see he says he's taught by revelation. Before that, he was taught by man, some of the top men. Gamaliel was one of the top teachers at the time of the Torah, of the Old Covenant. But now when he's met the Lord, he's taught by the Lord. And then we see him go out, and the people glorified the Lord because they saw this Paul, that he was a messenger of death, messenger of the law, religious fanatic. But now he's been taken hold of by the Lord, and he's a witness. A witness gives evidence of what he's seen and heard, and they glorified God for what has been made available. And this is where we've got to come to. I love the words of the guy the Lord put across his path. I forget his name now. And the Lord says to him, and it goes, speak to Paul, because he will be a witness to the Jews, a witness to the Gentiles, and a witness to kings. Isn't that so beautiful? You know, that happened years ago, but it's still happening today, because these words have been laid up for us so that we can know the proper gospel, proper Jesus, and walk in the light as they are in the light, and our Lord is in the light. And yeah, so as the Lord wants us to walk in the light. So he talks about he went out by revelation. He stayed, that God discipling him. And then there came a time that he went and he spoke to Peter, and then he also saw the Lord's brother James. But then now this is coming to a period 14 years later. He went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and taking along some others. And why'd they go up? Because they went up by revelation. You see what happened? A problem arose. He was in Antioch and he was busy serving there, discipling there. And then some Jews came and they said, you need to be circumcised. Not understanding the new circumcision is a circumcision of the heart, because God calls you and then he circumcises your heart. In other way, it gives you a new heart by pouring the love of God into your heart through the Holy Spirit. And then that's where you've got to, just like Paul, be obedient, stay in tune, not taught by man, but taught by God. And so he goes up to Jerusalem because the problem has come, just like Jesus did when Jesus went through sufferings or trials. You ask, Lord, what is your will? You look to God, and then God would come through. And so Jesus became perfect in what he suffered. And so in the same way, when we face various trials, testings, tribulations, squeezings, opposition, you always say, Lord, what is your will? And this is what happened with them. And then they had to go to the church, because God actually wants this purity, this beauty of the gospel that is not just in first gear, I'm a believer of Jesus, but moving in second gear, led by the Spirit, according to the plans God has got for our lives. And so they go, and then when they went there, we'll see later on the original church, the disciples that were there, Peter, James, the Lord's brother, and the disciples there, they all accepted them. They saw that these know the Lord. And then the revelation of righteousness by faith, through obedience, through dedication, through hearing. And hearing is where revelation comes. Hearing is where faith comes. Hearing is where wisdom comes. And hearing is where growth comes, where you grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So, yeah, so I just want to point out this morning that here we can just see the importance. Once you have turned from darkness to light, you stay in the light by staying in fellowship with the Father and Son, as the beloved disciple Paul here, as an example for us, and then the beloved disciple John, where he says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son, because that's a reality now. We're called into the kingdom and born again so as to know our Lord. You can see that also in the kingdom parable. We've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, Hebrews 12 from verse 22, where to hear the Lord, to partake of our name written in heaven by obedience to the Lord. So guys, revelation, staying in tune day by day, that's true disciples. We all need to be true disciples. And just as the disciples stayed with the Lord, walked with the Lord, we need to stay with the Lord, walk with the Lord. I'll give you just one scripture that can just open it all up for you. It says in that there, today is the day of salvation. So don't make this grace of God in vain. How won't you make this grace of God in vain? By doing that which he's saying, working together with the Lord. The grace of God, the divine plan, is the glory restored, the purpose and plan for you. The grace of God will not be in vain. Amen. So stay in tune with your God. Stay in relationship. You're called out of this world into the kingdom to know God and make him known. In Jesus' name, amen.